Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Einführen is to introduce. Einführen, to introduce. How would you say I introduce? Ich führe ein. You see, ein is a prefix that is separated and kicked to the end. Ich führe ein. I introduce. How would you say he introduces? Er führt ein. How would you say when does he introduce? Wann führt er ein? You see, in German we don't have this do you, when does he. We say when introduces he. Wann führt er ein? And notice that ein, the prefix, the second part of the verb, is separated and kicked to the very end. Wann führt er ein? How would you say, when does Apple introduce the iPhone? Wann führt Apple das iPhone ein? Notice, ein, kick to the end. Wann führt Apple das iPhone ein? How would you say, when does Apple introduce the new iPhone? Wann führt Apple das neue iPhone ein? Das neue iPhone, the new iPhone. New is actually neu, but here we say neue, so we add an E. Now this is due to the adjective endings in German. Now I don't want to go into all the details about why we add here an E, but just notice that when an adjective is in front of a noun, it will get a special ending. In this case here it's an E. Das neue iPhone. Wann führt Apple das neue iPhone ein? How would you say, when does Mercedes introduces the new model? Wann führt Mercedes das neue Modell ein? Here also, das Modell, the model. Das neue Modell, the new model. Wann führt Mercedes das neue Modell ein? How would you say, when does Apple introduce the new phone? Wann führt Apple das neue Telefon ein? How would you say, when does Apple introduce the new mobile phone? Wann führt Apple das neue Handy ein? Now we say in German Handy for mobile phone. You can see that it's actually a wrong translation that Germans did here. Handy for mobile phone. Wann führt Apple das neue Handy ein? How would you say, when does Mercedes introduce the new car? Wann führt Mercedes das neue Auto ein? How would you say, when does Mercedes introduce the new vehicle? Wann führt Mercedes das neue Fahrzeug ein? So, das Fahrzeug is another word for vehicle. Let's say it's a more formal way of saying car. Das Fahrzeug. Wann führt Mercedes das neue Fahrzeug ein? How would you say, Apple introduces the new iPhone in 2 weeks? Apple führt das neue iPhone in 2 Wochen ein. In 2 Wochen, in 2 weeks. How would you change the start of the sentence and say, in 2 weeks, Apple will introduce the new iPhone? In 2 Wochen führt Apple das neue iPhone ein. Notice, we start with in 2 Wochen. This is the first idea, the first position. Now in German, the verb is fixed at the second position, so we follow up with a verb. In 2 Wochen führt Apple. So we say in German, in 2 weeks introduces Apple. In 2 Wochen führt Apple das neue iPhone ein. How would you say in 2 weeks Apple introduces the new mobile phone? In 2 Wochen führt Apple das neue Handy ein. How would you say in 2 weeks Mercedes introduces the new vehicle? In 2 Wochen führt Mercedes das neue Fahrzeug ein. How would you say in 2 months Mercedes introduces the new vehicle? In 2 Monaten führt Mercedes das neue Fahrzeug ein. Notice, in 2 Monaten, we add an N to Monate. Actually, it's der Monat, the month, and in plural it's die Monate, so months. But here we add an N. Why? Because in triggers here dative. In context of time, triggers always dative. And in the dative plural, you might remember, we add an additional N to the nouns. So we say in 3 Monaten. In 3 Monaten führt Mercedes das neue Fahrzeug ein. How would you say in the past I have introduced? Ich habe eingeführt. You see, eingeführt is the participle. And since it is a separable verb, the G slips in between. We say ein, it's the prefix, then the GE. Eingeführt. Ich habe eingeführt. I have introduced. How would you say he has introduced? Er hat eingeführt. How would you say Mercedes introduced the new car? Mercedes hat das neue Auto eingeführt. You see, eingeführt is the second verb. Hat is the auxiliary verb to build the past. And the second verb, the participle eingeführt, is kicked to the very end. Mercedes hat das neue Auto eingeführt. How would you say Mercedes introduced 5 days ago the new car? Mercedes hat vor 5 Tagen das neue Auto eingeführt. Notice, in German we say vor 5 Tagen. So, 5 days ago, we make it the other way around. Before 5 days. Vor 5 Tagen. Mercedes hat vor 5 Tagen, 5 days ago, das neue Auto eingeführt. And here again, notice that Tagen adds an N. Why? Because vor, here in context of time, triggers dative. And in the dative plural, we add an additional N. Actually, the plural form of der Tag, the day, die Tage, the days, is without an N. But here we say vor 5 Tagen. We add an N for the dative plural. Vor 5 Tagen, 5 days ago. How would you say Apple introduced the new phone 4 weeks ago? Apple hat vor 4 Wochen das neue Telefon eingeführt. How would you say Apple introduced 4 months ago the new iPhone. Apple hat vor 4 Monaten das neue iPhone eingeführt. How would you say Apple introduced 10 days ago the new mobile phone? Apple hat vor 10 Tagen das neue Handy eingeführt. Great! Next time we go through the verb schwimmen, to swim. Schwimmen, to swim. Like to swim in the water. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just 3 simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just 3 simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bye. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.